Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, May 21st, 2020. And so the question, there has to be some way to prosecute the miscreants at work before this goes any further. My thoughts, that's based on the email from Rhonda in Missouri. And I think a lot of us are thinking that. Hopefully we are, because we should be. You know, you look at the headlines, it's interesting, folks like Whitney Webb and, oh gosh, what's his name? 21st Century Wire. And, you know, Ole Damegaard and Patrick Henningsen and other folks have alerted us to the fact that these high-profile incidents they're not coincidental, and they are for specific purposes, designed to move society along. You know, you keep people cowering in fear, afraid to go outside, terrified of friends and neighbors, and, you know, essentially crippled. And then you can impose whatever you want on people. There is also, on top of that, you know, I've talked about how, you know, Adam Curtis did that short 5-minute piece for the BBC Wipe 2014 talking about how things are so confusing. People seem people feel powerless. And in Alvin Toffler's Future Shock, he talks about, as an example, well, there's chapter 10, the experience makers, the psychic cake mix, serving wrenches in the sky, experiential industries, simulated environments, live environments, the economics of sanity. Chapter 9, the scientific trajectory, is also interesting, but specifically, well, there are many. Future Shock, Chapter 15, Future Shock, the Physical Dimension. I guess I should back up. Part 5 is The Limits of Adaptability. In Part 5, The Limits of Adaptability, Chapter 15 and Chapter 16. And so this gives you some insight. You know, when you have these bad guys who, we have all of this sci-fi literature that's been written, particularly throughout the 20th century, you know, really dating from the late 19th into the early 20th century and mid-20th century. And we've been seeing a lot of that materialize. You know, how many times have we heard in recent years, it's not science fiction, it's science fact. And that's been happening since about the 80s, the 70s or 80s. But the progress is slow. And why is that? Well, because of the limits of adaptability, according to folks like Alvin Toffler. Chapter 15, Future Shock, the Physical Dimension. Chapter 16, Future Shock, the Psychological Dimension. So The overstimulated individual, bombardment of the senses, information overload, decision stress, victims of future shock, the future shocked society. Part 6, Strategies for Survival. Chapter 17, Coping with Tomorrow. Chapter 18, Education in the Future Tense, which is interesting. The Industrial Era School, the New Educational Revolution, etc., etc. Chapter 19, Taming Technology. Chapter 20, The Strategy of Social Futurism. Gross. But let's just get to, shall we say, Part 5, The Limits of Adaptability. Chapter 16, Future Shock, The Psychological Dimension. And from there, the overstimulated individual. Toffler wrote, if future shock, this is chapter 16, future shock, the psychological dimension, beginning. If future shock were a matter of physical illness alone, it might be easier to prevent and treat, but future shock attacks the psyche as well. Just as the body cracks under the strain of environmental overstimulation, the mind and its decision process behave erratically when overloaded. By indiscriminately racing the engines of change, we may be undermining not merely the health of those least able to adapt, but their very ability to act rationally on their own behalf. The striking signs of confusional breakdown we see around us, the spreading use of drugs, the rise of mysticism, the recurrent outbreaks of vandalism and undirected violence, which, by the way, is interesting, random acts of undirected violence, releasing criminals in this situation. You know, I mean, it's as if it's from some kind of, you know, Stan Lee comic book, isn't it? We're going to save people by releasing criminals, and we're going to make criminals out of ordinarily law-abiding folks. And it's, again, it's the inversion of reality. It's you know, when Aaron and Melissa Dykes talk about sort of a cult ritual indoctrination or initiation, it's doesn't seem very far-fetched, does it? I mean, how do you explain, you know, we're hearing it's imperative that we protect grandma and grandpa while Andrew Cuomo make sure that, you know, we're euthanizing grandma and grandpa. Meanwhile, criminals are released into society and bad things happen, and who's surprised? So, continuing. The striking signs of confusional breakdown. And again, this leaves out important details like, you know, the hierarchy of Pike's letter to Mazzini, the Frankfurt School and cultural Marxists trying to impose that those sorts of edicts. You know, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We're going to burn down everything meaningful and valuable. All right, so the striking signs of confusional breakdown we see around us, the spreading use of drugs, the rise of mysticism, the recurrent outbreaks of vandalism and undirected violence, the politics of nihilism and nostalgia, the sick apathy of millions can all be understood better by recognizing their relationship to future shock. These forms of social irrationality may well reflect the deterioration of individual decision-making under conditions of environmental overstimulation. Skipping ahead. The overstimulated individual. Soldiers in battle often find themselves trapped in environments that are rapidly changing, unfamiliar and unpredictable. The soldier is torn this way and that. Shells burst on every side. Bullets whiz past erratically. Flares light the sky. Shouts, groans, and explosions fill his ears. Circumstances change from instant to instant. To survive in such overstimulating environments, the soldier is driven to operate in the upper reaches of his adaptive range. Sometimes he is pushed beyond his limits. During World War II, a bearded Chindit soldier fighting with General Wingate's forces behind the Japanese lines in Burma actually fell asleep while a storm of machine gun bullets splattered around him. Subsequent investigation revealed that this soldier was not merely reacting to physical fatigue or lack of sleep, but surrendering to a sense of overpowering apathy. Death-inviting lassitude was so common, in fact, among guerrilla troops who had penetrated behind enemy lines that British military physicians gave it a name. They termed it long-range penetration strain. A soldier who suffered from it became, in their words, quote, incapable of doing the simplest thing for himself and seemed to have the mind of a child, end quote. This deadly lethargy, moreover, was not confined to guerrilla troops. 1 year after the Chindit incident, similar symptoms cropped up en masse among the Allied troops who invaded Normandy. And British researchers, after studying 5,000 American and English combat casualties, concluded that this strange apathy was merely the final stage in a complex process of psychological collapse. Mental deterioration often began with fatigue. This was followed by confusion and nervous irritability. The man became hypersensitive to the slightest stimuli around him. He would hit the dirt at the least provocation. He showed signs of bewilderment. He seemed unable to distinguish the sound of enemy fire from other less threatening sounds. He became tense, anxious, and heatedly irascible. His comrades never knew when he would flail out in anger, even violence, in response to minor inconvenience. Then the final stage of emotional exhaustion set in. The soldier seemed to lose the very will to live. So this is, you know, that previous stage is what is commonly referred to as PTSD. And then this next stage is what Dr. Martin Seligman and colleague referred to at UPA in the late 1960s as learned helplessness, right? I add parenthetically. Continuing. The soldier seemed to lose the very will to live. He gave up the struggle to save himself, to guide himself rationally through the battle. He became, in the words of R.L. Swank, who headed the British investigation, quote, dull and listless, mentally and physically retarded, preoccupied, end quote. Even his face became dull and apathetic. The fight to adapt had ended in defeat. The stage of total withdrawal was reached. That men behave irrationally, acting against their own clear interest when thrown into conditions of high change and novelty, is also borne out by studies of human behavior in times of fire, flood, earthquake, and other crises. Gosh, what are we inundated with these days? How many hurricanes is it right now? What did Michio Kaku say? Bowling off the African coast? It's like bowling. So it's fires, floods, hurricanes that we're faced with. Oh, yeah, and the active shooter stuff. Active shooter reported at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi. Neutralized. And all the other nonsense that accompanies it. All the other distractions. Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli agreed to plead guilty. Who cares? Distraction, distraction, distraction. Plenty of those kinds of things. Doesn't mean anything. So, do you see what I'm saying? It's a coordinated effort of all of the above. It's the stress of a wartime operational mindset that is unabating. You know, really, honestly, that's what it's been in the post 9/11 era. Can we just be honest about that? Increasingly so. I used to talk when this broadcast first began about how Homeland Security was tracking states of emergency, declared states of emergency in all of the 50 states. and it was increasing year by year, and so-called natural disasters were on the rise. I wonder how that happens. Could it be with help from programs like Harvard's geoengineering program? After all, CIA directors tell us it's only $10 billion a year to geoengineer the planet. So, overstimulation, environmental overstimulation, combining all of these sorts of forces, not just, the media and the methods by which you see, rapid scene changes and, music and all of those things that put the psyche or the mind into hyperdrive. You have all of these news items, the overwhelming nature of what Alan Dershowitz said, which we need to get back to. All of these things are important to understand because it creates a psychological impact, which has its result in this learned helplessness, as Dr. Martin Seligman referred to it, as sort of giving up. So just to finish this quickly, that men behave irrationally, acting against their own clear interest when thrown into conditions of high change and novelty, is also borne out by studies of human behavior in times of fire, flood, earthquake, and other crises, which to me categorizes the post-9/11 era in particular. And this is what bad guys have been trying to do. Why? Because you do this. You imbue people with a certain sense of learned helplessness. And honestly, when I hear guys like Bill Gates, I swear it's disgusting. It's like a spider showing up. People, there's a situation that arises, there's a thing that was created. It's the web, basically, and suddenly the web vibrates because something is stuck in it. And Bill Gates shows up immediately and wants to induce learned helplessness and say, "Don't worry, it'll all be over soon. We'll take care of it." That's the way I see it. Anesthetizing people the same way that spiders do. Anesthetizing their prey. "Don't worry, it'll all be over soon," which is why I get that visual of Saving Private Ryan, the stabbing scene. It's gruesome. To me, I think if we're looking at this, we're assessing the situation honestly, it's gruesome, to Rhonda's point. So this is imperative to understand. Continuing just to finish this paragraph, even the most stable and normal, quote unquote, people, unhurt physically, can be hurled into an anti-adaptive state, often reduced to total confusion and mindlessness. They seem incapable of the most elementary rational decision making. And there's more, but you get the point. Again, Future Shock by Alvin Toffler, 1970. Very prescient book, some might say, in a variety of ways for a variety of reasons. It's imperative to understand those things. So you have the administrative state. You have to, I mean, even Bill Gates, what did he say recently in that video? People comment on YouTube, you have to know your enemy. Bill Gates said, we got to play that. It's important to know your enemy. You have to know your enemy. Yeah. So the administrative state is not our friend. There are agencies, NGOs, and things that have combined to try to induce this state of learned helplessness in people that Alvin Toffler describes, that I just read. And on top of that, you have, as I said, W.T. Stead's concept of government by journalism. And then you have these folks in the insular cliques, as Sam Husseini put it, in academia and think tank world, NGO world, who are, making the ingredients for sausage for policymakers, quote unquote, to be able to reach for and grab off the shelf. We'll be right back.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, on using me until you use me up, until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back. There's been an effort, an ongoing effort for the past 240 or 50 some odd years to suborn folks in conscription to this evil agenda. It all really goes back, I think, to Exodus 18:21. NASB reads, "Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. I think it comes back to that. It's just that simple. And so, you know, when I read, I began the excerpts, which I'll get back to, from the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan. The timeline, in particular, I mentioned the impetus outlined by Adam Weishaupt to suborn folks, conscript them to an evil plot, to make them captive to the bidding of these ne'er-do-wells. And so where is the accountability? Getting to the point. So I mentioned the administrative state and a point of history, the pivot was, you know, we went from Swift versus Tyson in 1842, Swift versus Tyson in 1842, to Erie Railroad versus Tompkins in 1938, nearly 100 years later, when the Supreme Court overturned the standing precedents of the prior 150 years concerning common law in the federal government and declared there is no federal general common law. And, you know, as folks like Lee Bropes have pointed out, if common law is nothing else, it is the history of the struggle of trial by jury, you know, innocent until proven guilty. It's that struggle against the civil law of the Roman and Germanic empires. And that law has always been ministerial and inquisitorial by nature. It is the feudal law of antiquity. You know, the law of feuds, the law of conflict. Do we have perpetual conflict? You know, you go back to the intimation of Norman Dodd in particular, saying, you know, these guys who were orchestrating this change were trying to ensure that the shift that occurred around 1914 in particular, we would never return. It would be permanent. Permanent feudal system. And the reason that's so imperative to understand is because, again, whoever, you know, it's the old adage, whoever holds the gold makes the rules kind of thing. So you have to understand that's the way this system is working. Which is why, you know, again, in Alinskyite fashion, the goalposts seem to move without exception in the administrative system, because that's how it works. It's not broken. That's precisely how it's designed to work. That's how it's intended to work. So you add on top of that learned helplessness, and then you have the sort of superimposition of these other forces, you know, what C. Wright Mills referred to as the power elite. You have this concept of government by journalism. W.T. Stead mentioned, of course, you have Bernaysian propaganda people need to be aware of. That factors in to government by journalism. But you have the think tanks, again, in a perfect scenario, you know, that has all of these crises. It's a conflict-oriented system that has a feudalist basis in law, you know, and really, you know, we hear about reflexive this, reflexive that. That's communitarianism at work. Getting people off balance and keeping them perpetually off balance. Finish that thought and we'll go to the phones in a second. I'll complete the answer to the question. Hopefully it's not just confusing. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back. So, oh gosh, concluding quickly. You have all of these concepts that are imperative to understand, I think, as a basis. we are engaged in a war, and from the outset of Sun Tzu's Art of War, Chapter 1, all warfare is based on deception. Hence, when we are able to attack, we must seem unable, etc., etc. And it is said that if you know your enemy, Chapter 3, if you know your enemies and know yourself, you will not be imperiled in 100 battles. If you do not know your enemies but you know yourself, you will win one and lose one. If you do not know your enemies nor yourself, you will be imperiled in every single battle. And so we are in a situation in America where we know neither ourselves nor our enemy, clearly. So we're imperiled. Most people don't even realize there is a battle. And to, as a point of clarification, I would say, from a Christian perspective, again, it's spiritual in nature primarily, as far as I'm concerned. So Ephesians chapter 6 is in full effect, and the implements of that warfare, are advised. The full armor of God. And, the full armor of God. Before you talk about the offensive implements, the sword and prayer. But we've had people warning us. And now we're getting to a point where people are actually starting to get concerned. I have heard, what's his name over the Dollar Vigilante is one of them, for example, who says, this is supposed to be a financial podcast. What the heck is going on? I've heard several other mainstream folks, when Jason Goodman's interview of Alan Dershowitz shows up on Fox News, it's interesting. I think there's a lot of crossover. There's a lot of confluence at this point, which to me is, folks becoming alarmed who have gone to sleep. We've lost countless folks trying to sound the alarm, while the corporal uppums of America have watched sniveling, cowardly, standing aside while folks try to sound the alarm and say, we got to do something. We've lost countless folks. I mentioned many of them last December, right? It was last December. Dozens and dozens of people just in the post 9/11 era. And, like H.G. Wells wrote, countless people from Maharajas to millionaires, from Pukka Sahibs to pretty ladies will hate the new world order, be rendered unhappy by frustration of their passions and ambitions through its advent, and will die protesting against it. Anyway, countless folks have tried to sound the alarm, and it's imperative to understand these mechanisms, I believe, and how this system operates. Government by journalism, you have to understand these things. You have to understand Philip Drew administrator, folks, who wants to be the elected guy? And that's where I'm headed to answer the question. Who wants to be the elected guy, even though they're largely insulated elected officials from, from true accountability? They might get a scolding from time to time in some oversight committee or something. But how many folks, the folks who, who ends up in prison? Someone like Jim Traficant, for example. Greta Van Susteren's not on Fox these days, right? Greta, it's the Zionists. Jim Traficant. these people have, they have a stranglehold on our country. And so he goes to prison. He says, I'm not going to be quiet. You know what? So people are saying I should run for office again. And then he has a tractor accident, except maybe not. He suffocated, except maybe not. Well, what happened? Hey, what was that? Look over there. So government by journalism, those forces are not accountable. Think tanks, NGOs, policy smithing institutions, these people are not policy makers. Congress, they're not policy makers. You're telling me 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi writes legislation? Please, please. From what I would call a generational, old school, progressive bad guy family. You know, maybe there were some honor a couple, three generations ago or something. Do you realize, do people realize Nancy Pelosi has been in office since, you know, she's been in office longer than most of her ostensible constituents have been alive? She's not writing policy. She's not writing 1,800-page bills. These people are not policy makers. They introduce things. They don't write them. Those things are smithed at places that we've talked about. You know, we played the clip of Angus Bergen. That is it in a nutshell. You know? Imagining a new moral economy. We keep hearing about, you know, Andrew Cuomo's reimagining of New York. And as Angus Bergen said, the reimagining happens long before. As Angus Bergen said, people, policymakers, can just reach for something in a moment of crisis. And so to Rhonda's question, to her point, how can we, you know, preempt and retard that whole process? Because that should be illegal. You have an administrative system that has, you know, kind of like folks like Bastier observed, bad guys, you know, to paraphrase, bad guys always make their crimes legal before committing them. And that's what we have in America. We have institutionalized corruption. So where is the neck to grab in America, so to speak? Not the think tanks. You know, it's a system of rampant corruption. These foundations that have turned the weaponized our economy against the average, you know, working man and woman in this country. You have the frictional imposition of a heavy and progressive graduated income tax, according to Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto and the Ten Planks. Meanwhile, foundations exist in seeming perpetuity with tax-exempt status, compliments of the American people, thinking up these awful things, you know, as people like Whitney Webb point out, you know, these people, these sick people who are constantly envisioning ways to, you know, these think tanks end up funding thing, or excuse me, the foundations end up funding think tanky stuff that, you know, these ideas, how could a billion people die, or, you know, what is the next plague or contagion? It's interesting how quickly these sick vampires progress the moment that opportunity presents itself. Bill Gates says, well, you know, every 100 years or so, every century, because of people are so close together, Seriously, it looks like Nosferatu with his fingers doing what he's doing. It's like a spider to me. He's a sick person. Not well. So it's 100 years, even though it's not every 100 years. And then, you know, but it happened 100 years ago. But what happened? Let's talk about the specifics, including Anthony Fauci's research on that. Because it's not what we're led to believe, from what I understand. Never mind that, I guess. It happens every 100 years. Well, then why is Bill Gates already saying the next pandemic? Funny how vampires seize the opportunity. So that all has to be unraveled, and what can you do? Again, I think you go back to Exodus 18:21, and people have to understand what is going on, which is why I think it's imperative to get people's minds turned around straight. John Adams talking about, you know, what do we mean by the American Revolution? Concepts of personal freedom, individual liberty, that James Otis in particular was defending in 1761, and that whole sort of 15-year period, basically, that culminated in the American Revolutionary War. But as Adams points out, the war was not the revolution per se. It occurred in the minds and the hearts of the people, and that their perspective shifted. And people have to understand these think tanks. You know, Bill Gates is not your friend. Foundations, think tanks are not your friend. Anderson Cooper is not doing you any favors. Donald Trump is not going to save you. Nancy Pelosi is not your pal. Andrew Cuomo is not going to, he won't do anything good for New York. He's a stooge. He's a puppet. And a very good one, I would say. None of these people are going to help us, America. It's my understanding, we've been told along the way, time and time again, this is a representative republic, a government of, by, and for the people. If that's the case, it's imperative we show up. Throw off this learned helplessness and get in motion. Which is, again, why I say I support the efforts of folks like Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch, trying to bring accountability, saying, I have encouraged President Trump to set a date certain to reopen the country. And if you won't, we will. That's what Tom Fitton said. That is bold. That's decisive. That's what should be happening. We need to move away from this feudalist, communitarian, technocratic nonsense and back to reality. Back to where our feet are planted firmly on terra firma. You start thinking about it. You know, maybe you slice off $1 trillion in all of these bailouts to, you know, as graft and emoluments. Take $1 trillion. You could, you know, pay 10,000 people. What is it? $100 million, I want to say. The math is right. 10,000 people, $100 million. That's substantial. I'm just saying, as an example, and where, you know, one of the committees that doesn't have a leader, I forget which one it is, that's looking at some of the, they're not even looking at the trillions. They looked at $500 billion of the first carve out, and most of that hasn't gone where it's supposed to go. So what's going on there? Where is it all going? Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi wants more, and that will collapse a fiat economy. That will, you can rest assured in time, that kind of lousy fiscal policy will hyperinflate a currency and crash an economy. And what comes next? Well, we already have the digital currencies online, and don't worry, vampires are salivating over that too. So, you know, Tom Fitton is in action. Del Bigtree is in action. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is in action. That's what we need to be doing. And I think the point of accountability is elected folks who are not just irresponsible, not just not suited, not particularly well suited for office, but they are actually doing a disservice to their ostensible constituents. I would say they're real, you know, the folks that they are, I don't know, adhered to or whatever, are not the constituency, if you know what I mean. But my thought and conclusion is to recall them now, all of them, immediately, every single one of them. Tell me why not. Might have one point of clarification when we come back, and we'll go to the phone. Stick around, we'll be right back.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
you know, Rhonda's trying to do stuff. I appreciate that. Scott in California says the Nuremberg codes, you know, medical experimentation, informed consent, 45 CFR 46.116, general requirements for informed consent. You know, thinking, thoughtful, trying to get things, you know, rally people to action. And I think most people are waiting for someone to show up and, you know, save everyone. Like I said, the Corporal Uphams. And this, to me, is patently un-American. You know? Feel like people are, you know, waiting for the white horse and probably unable to distinguish between the white horse and the pale horse of destruction. So the point of clarification that I was going to offer is simply this. You know, speaking of, you know, oh my goodness, someone should ride in to save us. There's a lot of talk about constitutional conventions and or convention of states, those kinds of things in recent years. And to me, the primary concern is people don't understand what they're talking about. Who understands the discussion? Chris Ann Hall, you know, maybe Tom Fitton, maybe how many people understand what you're talking about there? How many people have gone back and actually dug in at least a little bit for any length of time, hour, 2 hours, a day, a week? We don't know. We in America are largely ignorant and illiterate of our history, of our heritage, our foundation, founding tenets. You know, what does it mean to be a constitutional republic? Who knows? I would encourage people, maybe start with the Hillsdale College thing. I don't know. You know, they seem to have something going on. Their online course series with, you know, RJ Pistretto and guys, everybody over there. I can't even think of everybody that's, but, you know, at least I see these commercials every once in a while on YouTube in particular. Perspective, if we got our perspective straightened out. Go to the phones when we come back. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.